may be seated. Lord, I be crying and stuff. I remember when I wrote that song. I wasn't trying to write another worship song. We got enough of those. It's literally an awareness song. It's to put you in a place where you are aware of God, right there where you are. Not just in the sanctuary, not just while you're praying, but He's always there, and He's right there on the inside. Now, for years and years in religion, we weren't told that. We were told God is a protector. We told He would make a hedge around us. We weren't really told that He was right there living on the inside. That's where our power comes from. It's an awareness. Everybody say aware. Everybody say, I'm aware. See, it's an awareness. Because if you listen to me. If you have something but you're not aware of it, you might as well not have it. If you have the enablement to do all things, but nobody told you you had the enablement to do all things, then you'll never be able to do the impossible. Simply because you're not aware. Listen to me. Simply because you just don't know. Not because you don't have it. I'm gonna give you a better one. It's not because of what kind of person you are. I'm a good person. I'm a bad person. I gotta get this together. It's not even about that. God breathed on the inside of us. He never took His air back. Did y'all hear what I said? I don't think y'all heard me because you'd be excited. God breathed on the inside of man and He never took His air back. So that means that same spirit. I don't know if you know the Greek word spirit means breath. Everybody breathe in. See, breath, it means breath. The word spirit literally means a breath. God breathed Himself into us when we became a living soul. He never took it back. No, He never took it back. We've always had the breath of God on the inside. I mean, who else breath would it be? I said, I laid down the other day, Brother Ron. I said, God, dog, like, we really take for granted how blessed we are. Because we just sitting here and breathing. You ain't never had to pay for no air. I mean, put air in your tire, you got to pay for that. But I mean, I'm talking about you breathing. Breathe in again, breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. You never had to struggle for air unless you just fell in a pool somewhere and you didn't know how to swim. But you never had to struggle. Ain't no air bill. You got a light bill, water bill, all that stuff. Ain't no air bill. You just out here breathing. And you never ran out. We just walking around like it's normal. Because we don't know where we come from. We don't know the beginning of that. We just walking around like we normal. We just breathing and stuff. It's a miracle. It's a blessing. And every breath you take is a breath of God. All right, y'all better hear me. I'll say it again. Every breath you take is a breath of God. Every time you breathe. Every time you breathe, that's God moving in and out of you. Yeah. He's moving all around you. You're aware of the air in the room that you're breathing with other people. You're connected whether you know it or not. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. God breathed in us. He never took it back. I got to get the description. If you are, Lord Jesus. We try very hard to get on a certain level. We do. We try hard. We pray hard. Y'all tell the truth. I know y'all be praying hard. Till you sweating. You tired. We praying hard. We confessing hard. We affirming hard. We trying to get on that level. Trying to get there. Trying to get somewhere you already are. If you just simply, I said this last time, and I'm going to say it again. It's less about learning and more about unlearning. It's less about making progress and realizing you are the progress that's being made. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? It's let this system, this world system, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the... But I can't renew something that wasn't new already. In order to replay something, there was already a play. Right? In order to remember something, and we're going to talk about do this in remembrance of me, talking about communion, right? How do I remember? How do I remember something if I wasn't a member already? He's trying to tell you, remember yourself. You're already a member of God. Are y'all hearing me? But you got to remember. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. That's what the scripture says. So how can I renew something unless it was new already? So I got to get to the origin. A lot of people don't know what church is. Church comes from the word ecclesia. And watch what it says. It means called out. X means like you X, like external. It means called out. Watch this. It means church means to be called out by name. To be called out from an origin. From the original. To be called out from an origin by a name to carry a name. Say, I'm the church. See, this is what we're doing. This is who we are. This is who I am. I have an origin. But everything around me is trying to make me forget where I came from. I'm not talking about your city right now. I'm not even talking about your last name or your mom and them. There is a place that we came from. How does he say, I got to get over here. How does he say, before you were formed in the belly, I knew you? You ever thought about that real long? We meditate on a lot of things. We meditate on a lot of scriptures. But if you sit there and meditate on, before you was formed in the belly, I knew you. Now the word know in the Bible means intimacy. That means I was intimate with you before you were formed in the belly. I was already mixed with you. I was already intermingled with you. Uh-huh, yeah. Before you was formed, and then he started saying, our danger, I sanctified you before. I thought I got to sanctify myself. He said, no, I sanctified you. Yeah, but we struggle, right? We struggle trying to sanctify ourselves because we don't know we sanctified. Before, you know, I ain't got to go over there right now. I ain't got time. Before, it's Jeremiah. Before you was formed in the belly, I know you. And I sanctified you. And I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Before you prayed in tongues. Before you knew all the scriptures that you think you know. Before. Everybody say before. Come on, say it again. Say before. Come on, say it again. Before. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you an expected end. Like I already got an expectation of your end. But we struggle because we think it's all on us. Yeah, I'm saved. Yeah, I love God. I know we got the jargon down. Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Is he? Because if he was, then you'd be doing it the same way he does. He said, my judgment is just because I seek not mine own. This system, be not conformed to this world. The system tells you, get yours. Get your own. You got to own something. How you own something you're not going to be here forever? The fact, come on, y'all, it's common sense. Everybody say common sense. Come on, snap your fingers, say common sense. Come on, just tell yourself, wake up, say common sense. Hold on. I'm not going, common sense, everybody say common sense. Common sense, hold on. It is common sense that you're here now at church. You got here whatever time you got here, right? And you're going to leave church, right? That means you're not at church no more. At the sanctuary. So what? You do what you got to do while you're here. Huh? And then you're somewhere else. Y'all hear what I'm saying? You do what you got to do while you're here. And then you're somewhere else. I'm going to say it again because y'all ain't catching me real quick. That's cool. You do what you got to do while you're here. And then you're somewhere else. I got to get to the point that I'm trying to get to, but I'm going to talk about it. Jesus started talking about, I know where I came from. Do you? Do you know where you came from? Yeah, no. Do you know where you came from? Jesus is talking about this is where the power comes from, Fred. This is power. He says, I know from whence I came. He said, whence? That means where and what time I came. Ain't no time in the spirit. We're gonna go to another conversation. He said, I know where I came from and I know where I'm going. Listen, then he said this. He said, the one that sent me is with me. He said, y'all don't know where y'all came from. That's why you're acting like this. Anytime you're in fear, you don't know where you came from. Anytime you're in lack, you don't know where you came from. Anytime you allow sickness or disease to run your life, you don't know where you came from. Because if you knew where you came from, then you know where you're going and you know who was with you. Now, how can God be with me and disease be with me too? Explain that to me. Explain how God can be with me, but lack can be with me too. It can't coincide the same place. So if lack is there, or disease is there, well, God never leaves me, does he? But if God is in me, say God is in me. Say the Spirit of God. I want you to say it like loud like I do. Say the Spirit of God. Yeah, some of y'all ain't shake your head. Y'all know how I do it. I wait till you do it. And I do it for a reason. See, what you don't understand is a lot of times your emotions and your repetitions and how you do things etch things in your mind. You'll never forget it when you shake your head like that. Say the Spirit of God. Shake it. You got a head. Got to shake a little bit. Your hair got to shake a little bit. Man. Don't nobody shake your hair off, but your hair got to. Amen. 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 Say the Spirit of God. Is within me. Use your hands. Use your hands. You can sit your Bible. Use your hands. Say the Spirit of God is within me. Now we're gonna say it again, but I want you to say it. You know, you swell up on somebody like, and what you said? Like Debo, yo, some of y'all don't know Debo. Say the Spirit of God. That swell up is within me. That should be some of y'all daily devotion. Just get up, look in the mirror, and say, the Spirit of God is within me. Boy, can you imagine talking? Can you imagine telling yourself that about 5 or 6 times in the morning? And you about to walk out the door and you got dressed. And you know what? You may not have been feeling too good, but you say, hey, the Spirit of God is within me. Can't nobody tell me nothing then. Yeah. Yeah, I know how you feel right now. You're like, yeah, let's go. I'm ready for it. The Spirit of God is within me. Now, it would be one thing if I was lying to you, but I ain't. So you got a right to say this on the regular, Q. On the regular. You understand what I'm saying? A lot of times we go off into prayer about something because we're fearful. And we don't know that the Spirit of God is within me. I know where I came from. Say it. Even if right now you don't even know that much, just say it by faith. I know where I came from. And the one that sent me is with me. I'm establishing something in your mind right now. We're establishing something in your mind right now. We won't go back to wishing and hoping and trying to plead and trying to get and trying to grab and hopefully somebody gonna come through for me. No, the Spirit of God is within me. If the Spirit of God is within me, then everywhere I go, God is. Yeah. The scripture says, with God, all things are possible. Y'all sit down. This ain't no pep rally. I ain't trying to boost you up. I'm telling you the truth. We can get hype and we can get turnt, but I'm telling you the truth. The Spirit of God is within me. What are we talking about then? What am I scared or worried or stressed or depressed about? Depressed for what? Insecure for what? Your insecurities are only a product of the system that's trying to put it on you. Be not conformed. You're not from here. You were sent here. No. You're not from. We be acting like we've been here forever. You got a birthday, don't you? Yeah, it's when you broke ground. You ain't been here forever. You were sent here. No, y'all not him. You were sent here. Say, I was sent here. Hold on. I'm gonna say it again, but don't say it unless you're trying to be who you're supposed to be. Because see, some of us got here and taken on, we've adopted the system, and now we're trying to get out of us. this phrase, get your life, like you ain't got one. Y'all know it. Y'all know it. Y'all know it. Y'all know it right now while I'm talking to you. This whole system around you is trying to make you forget who you are. You walking around and the Spirit of God is with you, and you forget. When somebody give you a call right after here, watch this. Just turn your phone off about 10 minutes when you leave here this morning. Because then they'll say, when the word come, immediately the enemy come and try to take it, because it's just trying to get you to forget. Listen, it's trying to get you to forget who you are. Stop equating yourself to your bloodline. The blood of Jesus. That's a new bloodline. I know we were singing and we didn't know what we were talking about. That means you got another bloodline. That means your blood type didn't change. I've said this before and I'll say it again. Anybody that got any blood issues in here, that's your answer right there. Anybody that got any issues in their blood, your healing just showed up for you by you realizing. Do y'all know that Jesus didn't touch that man at the pool of Bethesda? Y'all remember the man at the pool of Bethesda down there for 30 some years? Y'all know Jesus didn't say, in the name of me, get up. I ain't touching. You take up your bed and walk. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? He did it like this. You know, who turned the water into wine? Jesus, huh? Did he? I'm going to stop, man, because I don't know. Did Jesus really turn the water into wine? Did he touch the pot? I'm asking a question. I'm asking a simple question. I know y'all. They went. How did I bust out? I know they're going in your head right now. But did he touch a pot?
No.
Go, y'all go read. Some of y'all don't know the story. John 2. He ain't touch a pot. Did he touch a pot?
No.
Okay. Did he pour? Did he fill the water pot up?
No.
Did he pour?
No.
So who turned that water into wine? Now I ain't saying he ain't do it, but he ain't do it by himself. So y'all thought Jesus turned that water into wine and everybody else was just a servant. The reason Jesus, watch this, sometimes we keep asking Jesus to do things that he's saying you do it. Because he's trying to show you that the Spirit of God is within me. He's trying to enable you. It's like a little child. You have to let the child do what they're doing to let them know that they can walk. If you carry them all the time, their legs are gonna be weak and they'll never know what they can do on their own. And if you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more your heavenly Father? So you don't think God trying to show you how to walk like him? How to talk like him? How to stand like him? How to get the same reaction that he gets out of there? Let there be light. And there was. He's trying to show you. We're so busy rebuking that we don't understand the training. He's trying to put strength in your legs. He's trying to show you that it's on the inside of you.
Yeah.
Ain't none of that in my message. God, dog. Isaiah chapter 9, real quick. We get to read this, it's 9, I don't know how many days it is till Christmas. 14 or 15 days till Christmas. And we get to read these scriptures, and this is not a Christmas sermon. But we get to read these scriptures. We only read this when it's time for Christmas time. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Y'all see it, huh? Y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. I want you to read it. Start off at the beginning. You read. Ready? Read. Wait, read that last line. And the government, read that again.
And the government
shall be upon his shoulder. Singular. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. The government, whatever governs, shall be upon his shoulder. The order shall be upon his shoulder. That means a child is born unto us. He didn't just say unto us, a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful. Keep reading. Counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Next scripture. Wait, of the what? Increase of whose government? Oh, so it just ain't talking about the government. Y'all gotta, when y'all reading the scripture, y'all gotta understand what words come to describe something. Because if not, you'll just be running off with government. No, it says, of the increase and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his
kingdom.
To do what?
Glory.
And to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will put, who? The zeal of the Lord of hosts. Oh, who? The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. The increase of his government and peace shall be no end. And upon the throne of David, watch this, and I want you to, these words, government, order, and upon his kingdom to order it. Everybody say kingdom.
Kingdom.
I'm gonna say it again, kingdom.
Kingdom.
One more time, kingdom.
Kingdom.
Now I'm establishing something in you because I'm gonna show you something before we leave here today, and it can eradicate all your issues if you listen. Right, but when you hear this, it's real simple. It won't sound real deep, but it's very simple. It's always simple. Jesus says, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. It's also very simple, but when you hear this, you have to be mindful not to get it stolen from you. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? You have to be mindful not to let, y'all lock y'all doors at night?
Yes.
Oh, some of y'all live, okay, cool, that's what's up. Y'all got a different kind of, well, my angel's protecting me, yep. Them, us, we protecting us. The angels and me. I'm gonna lock them doors, and if you get past that, you don't know what that is, huh? The only person praying in tongues after that is the person catching them bullets. You lock your doors, don't you? You lock your cars, don't you? Why? Oh, because you got something in there that you don't want to get stolen. Oh, okay, so you don't like nobody stealing from you?
No.
Y'all don't?
No.
Answer me a little louder.
No.
Y'all don't. So you, no, nobody. I remember one time I was 21 years old. Lord Jesus, I ain't gonna stay here long. I get this wound out of my soul. I was 21 years old, had an Escalade with some rims on it and a TV. Some of y'all, my friends, remember that. And we went to Don Carter's. And y'all remember Don Carter's Bowling Alley? Some of y'all don't remember Don Carter's. Don Carter's was the spot on Friday. We went to Don Carter's. And crazy me was out here flaunting. I had a TV down even though nobody was in the back seat. You just ride, you just trying to, they call it stunting, right? Got a TV on. You're not supposed to let nobody know you got a TV in the truck. As soon as somebody see you got something, they coming after you to get something. Y'all better hear what I'm saying. I'm preaching to you. As soon as somebody, this is why we keep screaming our plans out. God gonna do this. Let him tell you and just go do it, please. Can you shut up? Always telling the plan of God. That's why we always get messed up. You're always saying it out loud. Jesus, they come to Jesus and say, good man. He said, don't call me good. Stop. Don't go tell nobody. Remember he said that? You'll go, but don't tell nobody. He's doing that on purpose. I'm riding around the TV on. Ain't nobody in the backseat. There's no reason for the TV to be on. But me trying to show off. Amen. No reason for me to scream that loud except I'm trying to show off. Watch me. Park at Don Carter, we going, we bowl, everybody have fun, we talking, clown or whatever, come back out, psh, window broke, TV gone. I was hurt, y'all. Anybody ever been stolen from? Come on, anybody ever been stolen from? Well, you know the feeling, you know the initial feeling. Who did it? And I'm about to put hands on them. I'm looking all at the apartments next door, I'm out there like, yo, like, you know, we talking about the kingdom of God. I was like, yo, like, what's up? Like, where they at? And I'm, you know, I was a little younger at the time, so I'm glad I ain't had one of them, because the Lord knows. God knows. But it got stolen from me. And, you know, I had insurance, and I got it replaced, and I got everything replaced. But it just hurt that I got it stolen from me. Don't take nothing from me. It is not yours. It's mine. It was entrusted to me. What makes you think you got the right to come take something that was entrusted to me? Y'all know that feeling, right? So you don't like nothing being stolen from you, huh? Oh, okay, word. And the increase of his government, and peace shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it, to establish it. Luke chapter 17. Because he's talking about his kingdom right here and his government. Y'all see his kingdom and his government? Y'all see his kingdom and his government, right? And say upon his kingdom to order it, right? So his kingdom is to bring order. His kingdom is to bring order. I'll say it again. His kingdom to order it. The kingdom is only there to order it. Yeah. It's to put everything around it and in it in order.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, sir.
That's what the kingdom is for. All right? Y'all got me? I'm establishing something. We got to understand what the kingdom is, what the government is. We're not talking about the government. We're not talking about the United States government. We're not talking about nobody that you voted for.
No, right. That's true. Amen.
They say the increase of his government, that means other governments can fail. But his government, his kingdom, to order it. Luke 17. We'll start on verse 20. And I'm just trying to establish something real quick. And when he was demanded, the audacity of them, demanded of the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God should come, because they don't think it's here. You got me? Yeah. If you ask him when it's coming, you have no idea. You ask them when it's coming, you don't know where they're at. Find yourself. And when he was demanding of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. That means you ain't going to see it. You're not going to see it. It's not going to come on the clouds. Oh, some of y'all waiting on the clouds and waiting on the trumpet to sound. Let me tell you something about the trumpet sound. Can I tell you something about this? You know, the sky gonna crack. He gonna be like a thief in the night. Y'all heard that, right? And the sky gonna crack. Y'all know the story. And the trumpet gonna sound. And the Lord, Jesus coming back, huh? What he gonna find? He gonna find your 401k plan. He gonna find that new house you worked so hard to get. What are you going to find when he come back? What are you looking for? You ever ask God what he's looking for? We're so busy serving God, we don't know what he's looking for. What is he going to find when he come back? Is he? He said, faith, woo! Is he? Conviction, is he? Faith for what? What have you been putting your faith on? I'm gonna go to a scripture in a minute. I guarantee you, you're using your faith for less than what God wants. Guarantee you. Guarantee you. I guarantee you, you're putting your faith on things that he's already provided for you. If you spend money on a car that if you try to buy a car that you already got, don't even make no sense, do it. It's your car. You already got it. It's in your name. Come on. Your car already got it in your name, paid for. And you're going to go buy it again. I'm talking about the same car that you're driving. Don't make no sense, huh?
No.
You're going to pay for it all over again. Don't make no sense.
No.
Don't make no sense at all because you already. You use your faith for things. I'll prove it to you in a minute. I don't want to go there, but Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first. And his righteousness and what else? All these things be what?
Yes.
Wait, now I know he said all these things you gotta believe for him.
No.
No, you gotta put your faith on him.
No.
Now you gotta believe, you gotta manifest him.
No.
Come on, I'm trying to hit all the key words.
Yeah.
You gotta manifest it. You gotta affirm it and confess it. All these things you're gonna confess them. That's a little easier if it's added to you, huh?
Yes.
If it's added to you, and also you don't understand. When something is added to you, that means you got something already.
Right.
Because if it makes you something, that means you had nothing.
Right.
But if it's added to you, that means you already got something. Yeah. But you just don't know what you got. Yeah. Luke 17, 20. But see, oh, no. Go back 17. They said the kingdom of God. See, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Neither will they say, lo here. Or lo there, it's over there, it's over there. If I get this new career, if I get this new relationship, if I land this new contract, if I get this new, no. All these things will be added. Yeah. All these things should be added. He started talking about, in Matthew 6, don't go there. He said, take no thought what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, and what you're going to wear. These are the bare necessities. He's not even talking about your extracurricular things. He's not even talking about your luxuries. He said, eat, drink, wear.
That's right.
And he said, don't take no thought for them.
That's right.
What? For your father already know that you have need of all these things.
Yeah.
Right before the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, I'm getting ahead of myself, God dog it. 6 verse 9, he said, pray this, our Father on heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come to earth. But verse 8 says, don't pray like them people who want all the stuff and just want to be in front of people all the time. Don't pray like them.
Yeah.
He said, because he said, your father know what you need before you ask him.
Right.
So if he know what you need before you ask him, don't ask for that.
That's why.
It's a funny story, but I was about 10 years old, 11 years old. My mother took me to the store shop. Y'all heard the story before? Bought me some tennis shoes. It wasn't always money coming. So I was wearing the shoes with the Velcro straps. I was one that had no name on them. I ain't talking about nobody. I'm just telling y'all what it is. Okay? We get to the mall this year, and I'm just expecting whatever, and she says, I remember, all white Penny Hardaways. She said, you like them? I said, yeah, I like them, but I also saw the price tag, $120. Yeah. I said, I like them. Yeah, I like them. She said, well, go ahead and get them. I said, thank you, Jesus. God, you never fail us, Lord. You always. I came super saved at that moment, boy. Right. But the real miracle was when I got them, and I thought, man, I'm good. But I'm about to walk up in school like this. My feet gonna go to school before me. In the front door like this, right? So out of my head, I don't know what I was thinking. I started looking around at other shoes and some Grant Hills with the patent leather on the side. Some of y'all remember these shoes, some of y'all don't. They had the patent leather on the side. I said, man, they wasn't as much as the pennies, but they was up there too. And I'd already got the pennies, so I was done for Christmas or whatever. I was done, whatever. No, we're going to school shopping. I was done. It wasn't even Christmas. Ain't that crazy? School shopping. And she said, you like them too?
Come on, sir.
I said, is this a trick question? So I said, yeah, I like them. She told the man, get them too. I said, Jesus, woo! Oh, man. Oh, my God. Right? I say, Lord, we made it. Lord, we here. Ain't nothing else out there. We made it. I don't care. We made it. We here. We rich now. Now once my mother had bought them shoes, I didn't have to ask for them again. Already had them.
I see you.
I didn't have to go in that store look for another pair of shoes like that because I already had them. My mother had gotten the shoes for me already, so I didn't have to ask for what I already had. No, y'all gotta hear me. I didn't have to use faith no more.
That's fine.
Because I already had it.
Yeah.
Listen to what I'm saying. I didn't have to believe God for those shoes. Because I already.
I see you, sir. Come on, Reverend Mottrell. Bring it home, sir.
So I already got it.
Right.
I don't have to believe for it.
That's right.
If these things are gonna be added to me.
Yeah.
Then what am I doing with my faith?
Yeah.
Oh, listen to me, y'all listen to me. The apostle been pounding that faith into us. Y'all hear me? They asked Jesus, they said, Jesus. They say, increase our faith. What he did, he ain't increase it. He said, well, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed. In other words, watch this. If you knew what you had already,
yeah.
You wouldn't be asking me this question. If you knew a grain of mustard, I don't know if ever y'all seen a mustard seed, Lord Jesus, like a little pebble. You can really just throw it away and not know what it is. Listen, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you tell this mountain move. You tell this sycamore tree be plucked up and be cast in the ocean. Do y'all understand the imagery of this? I know some of we read this stuff so fast. A mountain moving. Use your imagination. You stand up. You looking at me? You stand up and say, mountain move. And then I'm going to go, I don't know how it sounds. I don't know what it's going to sound like, where it's going to move to, what else is going to shake up, but the things just start moving because you said it. Can you see that? Or you see that your faith can tell a sycamore tree, and I don't know what a sycamore tree is, but we'll use a pecan tree because that's what we got around here, right? Because trees are trees, right? Pluck up and cast in the ocean. Now, I don't know what the closest ocean is to him, but if we pick, if my faith could tell me to get the tree and cast it into the ocean, what kind of faith do I have? We are using our faith for less than who we are. Increase our faith. How? How? Your faith can't be increased. How you gonna increase God? How you gonna increase God? Have faith in God. How you gonna increase God? That's the faith of God. God's faith can't get no better. You don't need to increase faith. Your awareness needs to increase.
Yeah.
You need to stop listening to them other people telling you who you are.
Yeah.
Now, the other people, let me say something. I got a God dog. Okay, cool. Them other people are not gonna tell you directly that you ain't something. They're not gonna tell you that you ain't nothing. They're not gonna talk down to you. This is gonna misdirect you. Y'all gotta catch me. The tricks of the enemy. Everybody say the tricks of the enemy. We catch the tricks of the enemy. So he's gonna misdirect you. He's gonna misdirect you. Don't you hear me? He's gonna misdirect. He's not going to. He's gonna. It's a cubic zirconium and a diamond.
That's right.
He's gonna make you buy a cubic zirconium mine.
Yeah.
And you forfeit the diamond mine that you are.
Yeah.
You remember in the garden? You can go to the story. He said, God made man the dust earth. He breathed in him, and man became a living soul. He made man in his image and his likeness. He told man, be fruitful, multiply, replenish, and subdue. He said, you can eat every tree in the garden. Listen to me. Every tree in the garden, but that tree right there in the middle, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, don't eat from that tree, because in that day, you'll surely die. Listen to what I'm trying to say. He said, in that day, you're surely going to start thinking for yourself, and yourself is not enough.
Yeah.
If any man come after me, let him deny himself. The reason Jesus says deny yourself, because yourself is a limit. I know he told you, love yourself. Self-help. You don't need no self-help, you need self-deliverance. You need deliverance from yourself. Yourself is the reason you need self-help. Okay, I gotta affirm that I'm good enough. I gotta affirm that I got enough and I'm great. And there's a God that loves me. And I gotta affirm that I'm worth everything that comes to me. Everything that comes to you, I'm worth everything that comes to me. And I'm worth it. The only reason you gotta say that is because you don't think you're worth it. And nobody told you already worth it. I gotta get off of this. But you're using your faith for things that are less than what God expects. This man said, cast a mountain. What? You speak to the mountain and it move. Y'all ain't got no mountains in your way. You got the figurative mountains. You ain't got, you understand? He said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard, if you knew, what measure you meet is measured unto you. If you knew, be it into your card, to your faith. This stuff Jesus would say. Be it to the card in your faith. If thou canst believe, not if I can believe. Jesus said, not if I can believe, if you can believe. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe. Wow. Neither shall they say, lo here, lo there. This job, that situation, that contract, this relationship, that relationship. Neither shall they say it's over there. Behold. Behold, I want you to look at this. I need you to take this in. I need you to behold this and realize it. Are y'all hearing me? Behold, finish that last phrase. Ready, read.
Come on now.
Put me in there. Say it, read. I need you to say it like you say the Spirit of God is within me. Say it. Oh, that's how we did it that time? I thought we was a little louder and a little stronger than that. Say it again.
The kingdom of God is within me. Come on now.
Kingdom of God is within me. So God's government and his order, where is that? Say it loud, where is that?
Hallelujah.
Are you telling me that God put himself and his ways in me? Watch this. To order the world? Oh, he put it in you to bring order. Why you think you were sent here? Y'all know they got some situations around you, you know right now, out of order. Y'all look around the world and see how much out of order things are. And then we just gonna say, Jesus, come get us. He gonna come and get us and rescue us. You've been rescued already. You've already been delivered. No, you've already been delivered. No, listen, say I've already
been delivered.
I said this before, I'm gonna say it again. I'm not talking about you being pulled out of something. I'm saying that you were delivered. Like, y'all got these packages coming right now because it's Christmas, huh? Some of y'all got the packages coming to y'all house, y'all ordering stuff, and they drop it over and they take a little picture and send it to your email or whatever, let you know that it's been delivered. It's been delivered, right? Yeah, you the package. Where my Zoom family? Y'all there? Zoom, wave at me, Zoom. Wave at me, Zoom. God bless you. Somebody scream on Zoom. I can't even hear you. Y'all scream in your house. I know, don't wake nobody up, but just wake them up. Lord Jesus, you've already been delivered. The day that you got here, you were delivered.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Y'all not catching what I'm saying, huh?
Yes,
no, you the package.
Yes, sir.
Your mama dropped you off.
Yes.
She was the parcel. Yes.
Come on, Donald.
God is the provider.
Yes.
But you've already been delivered.
Yes.
Watch the trick. Y'all ready for the trick?
Wow.
Watch the trick. You ready for it? The trick, the system has got you to come here and think that you need to be delivered when you already were.
Wow. Come on.
So now you're praying to get something that you already have. You came here with it. So because you came here with it, there's something that you got to do with it while you're here. He reversed us though. He got us trying to go get stuff that we got already. So if I don't know that I got it, then I can't deliver it. If I don't know that I got it, then I can't deliver it. Then it's going to have to get through your head that you, when you were born, you were sent here to deliver something to this earth. But if you don't know that, you're going to think you're here in this earth to get your life. And now your faith is in reverse.
I've just
got you to, surely you won't die.
Come on.
Yeah.
He just don't want you to be like him. Remember that serpent?
Oh, come on, yeah.
But see how suggestive?
Yeah.
See, he's not gonna tell you, you know, you trash, because if somebody tell you trash, you ready to fight, then what you mean I'm trash? Right? So he's not gonna do that. He's gonna make you think he's your friend.
Come on.
Talk real, surely. Nuh-uh, he just don't want you to be like him, man. That serpent. Serpent and system are the same. He's just something. You can be who you want. Love who you want to love. You can be whatever it is you want to be. Really? I'm suggesting. Not gonna do it direct.
Yeah.
You hear me? He's not gonna do it direct. He gonna suggest and give you a suggestion. See, and it depends on whether you bite into the suggestion. Now, if you want something so bad, you're gonna bite into the suggestion. Y'all gotta stop yelling, y'all. Yelling. Let these things be added.
Yes, sir.
Say all these things.
All these things.
Say it loud. Say all these things.
All these things
shall be added unto me.
My job
is to seek first
the
kingdom of God.
And
all these things
will
be added unto me. I'm trying to tell you how to be theft proof.
Wow.
How to be deceived proof.
Yes, sir.
Listen, how to be, we praying for discernment. You don't need to pray for discernment. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things be added to you. Look, if it don't get added to you, it ain't one of them things. Why you want stuff that God ain't trying to add to you? We're using our faith for things that God has not provided for us to have, bro. What are we talking about? Y'all get what I'm saying?
Right.
So we believe in God, I receive it. We believe in God for things that maybe God know what you need for, you ask him. Why you believing for it?
999.
And you're going to mess around and believe for something that he ain't told you to have.
Come on now.
And then you know what happens then? It's your responsibility to take care of it.
Right.
And now you're about to start praying, and I want the pastor to pray for you to take care of for that thing that you believe God for, that God ain't ever intended for you for, and the reason he never intended, you didn't know he didn't intend it because you wasn't seeking the kingdom. I'm trying to make it easy. Everybody say, make it easy. You remember he said, watch this. You remember he said in that first scripture in Isaiah, he said, a government should be upon his shoulder. I'm going to show you what that is. The shoulder is a shoulder blade on the neck. Watch this. Jesus is saying, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden. You ever heard that scripture?
Yes.
He said, all y'all working hard, trying to produce something, trying to accomplish something. He said, come unto me, all y'all, because y'all laboring and heavy laden, and I'll give you
rest.
How? Watch this. He says, take my... Government should be up on this. He's trying to say the yoke that he's trying to tell you is his government.
Yeah.
You got to switch governments.
Yeah.
Y'all gotta hear me. Switch government.
Yeah.
I wrote down in my phone, they're trying to make a new world order. You ever heard that? They're trying to make a new world order?
Yeah.
He told me, write this down. He said a new earth order.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Because he's like, kingdom come, thy will be done.
Nerd. Wow.
As it is, he's you. If you would pray this prayer and that one alone.
Yeah. Mercy.
Just pray that one alone for a minute. It's the only prayer he gave us.
Yeah.
Y'all do know that, right?
Yes, sir.
It's the only time Jesus told him to pray. It's the only prayer he told him to pray.
That's right.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Yes, sir.
In earth. As it is, same time, same way as it is.
In heaven.
Are y'all understanding this?
Yeah.
He's trying to establish the government of heaven in earth, and he decided to use you.
Yes.
Come on. Come on. That's good. That's good.
He decided to use you.
Yeah.
He said, you the vessel that I'm going to establish heaven on earth with.
Yes.
So there is nothing that you're going to pray for that's better than heaven.
My God.
There's no confession or affirmation or word that you're going to say that's going to be better than the heaven God planned. You can't think that big. So I've got to yield my faith, which is above what I've been putting it on, right, to the kingdom of God and heaven and earth. I wonder what heaven and earth look like. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. As it is in heaven. You don't know what you've been praying. You've been deceived. Hey, go get all these devotionals. Pray right there. When you pray, pray like this. Ain't nothing better than heaven. Thank you. I'm going to let it sweat. Ain't nothing better. Y'all know I'm up here doing something. I'm going to get the point across. The kingdom of God as well. I receive it. Kingdom of God is. So are you telling me that you possess the kingdom of God? Are you telling me that you're carrying around the kingdom of God, the order of God, heaven and earth is already right there? Are you telling me that you're carrying heaven with you? How the hell are you sick then? Y'all kids are here, don't try that at home. How? How was you ain't got enough? Don't make sense. The math ain't mathing. God in me, the kingdom of God in me, the spirit of God in me. And I got something else in me too? Somebody gotta go. Who is going to evict who? If thou canst believe, stop trying to retrace your mistakes to see why something is the way it is. See, it's a deception. They're trying to make you think you're not good enough so you won't receive it. Y'all see the trick? Look what you did. He said, use the scripture. Be not so you got not mock. Whatever man sowed, that's he also reap. He gonna say, you reaping that because you sowed that. Dig it up. Let him dig it up. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit searches all things, yea, though. What you think he's going down the deep things for? He's trying to dig up all that stuff in your subconscious. Trying to dig up all of, yeah, y'all thought he was trying to, no, he's digging you up. God is gardening you. Trying to dig up those weeds them other people put in there. God forbid you to join the weeds. Lord here, Lord there. No, he says, the kingdom of God is within you.
Yes, sir.
Now, it's a new earth order. It's spelled N-E-O, Neo. And Neo means new. Watch this. Go to John chapter 10. I got to get here. It's a few scriptures we're going to run to real quick. John chapter 10. Now, I need you not to wrap your whatever you think you know about this song already, because we somewhere else. Okay? Everybody say amen.
Amen.
It's a new earth order. The reason that they're so afraid, you ever notice that people won't say thank you, thank Jesus Christ on TV, or the mainstream won't say Jesus Christ, because they're afraid of saying, they'll say God, because they got a lot of gods out there. But I found out why it was a threat. They talked about Paul them in the book of Acts, and they called him the one that turned the world upside down. And the reason they said this is because they came in here preaching that Jesus was king. And I found out something. I got to do it real quick, y'all. I found out something, that when Jesus is king, he's a king that you can't go to war with. You can't shoot no missiles at Jesus. You can't engage in no fisticuffs with Jesus. He's a king that they don't know how to handle. Because Jesus is Lord somewhere else on the inside. The kingdom of God, who's the king? The kingdom of God is on the inside. See, he's lording over in your mind, in your heart, in your soul, on the inside of you, where a man can't touch it. Y'all got to hear me. So you can't go to war. That's why Jesus said, love your enemies, because you ain't got none. Y'all don't make me take this stuff home. You ain't got none. It's a figment of your imagination. How you gonna love your enemies? You've been trying all these years, praying in tongues, reading devotionals, trying to lay hands on me so I can love my enemies more. You know you ain't figured out how to do it. Because you ain't got none. He's really trying to tell you, when you love, you realize there are no enemies. I'll pass the table for me in the presence of who? Why? Why would you do that? You could have put a table anywhere else in the world, God. Why would you do it in the presence of my enemies? You could have did it in the presence of my friends or my family or just just anywhere else by myself. But you decided to make a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Why do you do that? And then why would you make my cup run over in the presence of my enemies? Because he's trying to tell you, you ain't got no enemies. Let the run over go to them. I got to do it real quick. The prophet told, remember that the armies were coming up against him? And the young man said, Lord, then what are we gonna do? He said, open his eyes so they could see. He saw it, he saw all the angels around. Now the next move would be, angels, kill them. He didn't say that. He told the angels to smite them with blindness, the whole army. Led them to the king that they were coming up against. And the king said, what are we supposed to do, Ty? What are we supposed to do? We supposed to kill them? He said, no, put out a plate for them, put out a table for them. And feed them with the best food and give them a feast. Yeah. Their eyes open in the middle of the camp of their enemy at the time. They think they about to go to war, and they done set out a table for them and let them eat. God is trying to show you something.
Yes,
we let this world system make us believe we got enemies. And they say them people left there and never came back. Never came back for war. You ain't got none. New Earth Order. It's a government. So now we're just talking about Jesus. It's a king that can't be warred against. Y'all heard me? Did y'all hear me?
Yes.
It's a government that cannot be conquered. Or it only can be, and I'm writing this down like I saw it. John chapter 10, verse 10. This government, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The kingdom of God is within you. God breathed his spirit within you. This is what you carry around all day long. Watch this. It cannot be conquered. The only thing that can happen to it, watch this, and it's on you and I, is it can be forfeited or it can be stolen. When you forfeit, you give up. When you forfeit something, that means it was something that you had or something that you had opportunity to, but you gave it up. You forfeited. Can't just come in and get it from you. Right? Or it can be you ain't paying attention. You ain't got your doors locked. Huh? You letting strangers in your house. Y'all all know y'all got that cousin that y'all not inviting to y'all house because you know they steal. Cousin or nanny or somebody, I don't know who it is. Y'all. Everybody family, everybody saved now. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You don't let them come eat at the house. You'll bring them a plate, but they can't come to the crib. Right? It's forfeited. Listen, I'm talking to you. If there's something in your life that doesn't look like what God looks like, you've either forfeited or something been stolen from you. Because the kingdom of God is within you. You possess this. This is yours. And it can't be warred against from the outside. John 10:10 says, y'all know the scripture, read it. Ready, read. Stop. Read again. Stop. Read again. But look at the sequence. I'm going to tell you something. Look at the sequence. Look at the order that he gives. The thief cometh not before what?
Steal.
And then the. And. But I can't kill you or destroy you till I stole you.
Yes, sir.
Can't touch you.
Yes, sir.
Can't touch this. No, I ain't gonna go there. I ain't do it. Y'all thought about doing the dance. I ain't. He can't kill you. The only way he can kill you is if he steals you.
Yes, sir.
Notice I didn't say steal from you. Y'all catch my phrasing?
Yeah.
The only way he can kill you is if he steals you.
Yeah.
Look at the order. Steal, kill, and destroy. In Matthew 6, he says, lay up not for yourself treasures up on earth. You gotta catch what he's saying, up on earth. On the outside, you just worry about your clothes or worry about what you got to get out here, whatever. Don't lay up for yourself treasures up on earth.
Uh-huh.
But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done as it is. So he's trying to tell you, lay up for yourself treasures. He's trying to tell you, watch this. He said, well, thieves can't break through. They can't break through, duh. They can't break through. And they can't steal. Then he says, watch this. He says, for where you, now when I flip it, watch this. He told me to read it backwards. He said, for where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. Y'all heard that before? And I said, oh, he said, what I'm trying to tell you is, wherever your heart at, that's where your treasure is. You looking for treasure out here, and your treasure is in here. And if you knew who you really were, it'll start pulling all these things to you. Y'all got to catch me. Even right now, got 2 minutes left on the clock. Even right now, as we finish this morning, they say the word comes and they receive it. The word come. He said, immediately Satan comes. He tried to steal it. Why is he trying to steal it? Because he don't want you to know who you are. He don't want you to know that the government is coming through you. So he wants you to commit to the government that is, and it'll never change. I done voted for six. How many presidents you done voted for? Ain't never changed. The thief is coming, catch me now, to steal first. Can't nobody steal nothing. A thief ain't coming to your house and let them know you got something already. So when the thief try to show up, it is telling you your identity. Oh, I got something of value.
Yeah.
Right? Two things. You ready for it? I'm gonna be done with it. Trying to steal. And the way he's gonna steal from you is deception and distraction. You get it? He wants to deceive you. You ever devein them shrimp? And you take the vein out of them, right? You take right? He's trying to deceive you. He's trying to take away what you done seen already. And trying to distract you. Traction is just, I got a grip. I got a hold and a grip. So I'm trying to distract you. I'm trying to make you slip. Distraction and deception. Ain't no killing or no destroying if I don't steal it. So watch this. The number one thing, you don't need, you don't need more prayers. You need to realize what you have. Realize the kingdom of God is within you right now. Huh? And protect that. And all these things will be added unto you. See how simple it is? Amen.